Jared, so disappointing when you were in control of that game, 9 points ahead, 5 to 10 minutes into that second half. But Cork were just inspired. And, you know, once they got the bit between their teeth, they never let it go.
And they were always going to Francie. But I even thought whenever the thing did get against us, we still had lads that lifted themselves. Like, they got level. We then had the composure to go down, win a free kick. Brian O'Neill, the free to go one up. And then, as I said already, I thought he was fouled. We won the next kick out, I think. Fouled. I thought it was a free. Referee didn't give it. And they go up the field and get their goal. And then at that stage, they have the momentum, they have the crowd, you know, they have the wind, they have everything with them. And look, our lads still went down, had 2 goal chances to try and level it. You know, I mean, it's just incredible by our boys. And as you said, yes, it's disappointing, but because you can be damn proud of them lads, the way they played there.
You went into the game short of your captain, the only starter from last year's team, and with your midfielder, your experienced midfielder, Charlie Meenan, struggling with illness.
Massive lads.
And you could see Charlie's energy levels dipped even before half-time. That was a huge blow.
But again, boys, those wee bits of adversity for these lads, like, we knew that. We had to deal with Kieran in the Galway game. Kieran went off at 4 points down. We got through that. Then we had to go through Kildare on a wet night without him. We did that. And you start to recover from that, and then we have other lads, boys, like Conor Fife hasn't trained much, and Conor had a great start, and that was a big loss to us as well when Conor had to go off, because he was doing a great job in 12. And Shev came on, did brilliant, but, you know, Shev's a great attacker for us. But, you know, Tom Gallen hadn't trained much in 2 weeks. You see Tom with the injuries that he's carrying. We just had a wee lot of Oxnickles. And then when you get the call just on Monday about Charlie, just that he wasn't well. And, you know, the possibility on Tuesday Charlie wasn't going to be able to tug out at all here. They thought maybe it was glandular fever with him. We knew he wasn't going to have the energy. And then the worst thing that could happen was the heat, you know, for sapping energy. But, wow, what about what he did for us? Like, it was just incredible. And that's what I'm saying, lads. Look, we're disappointed, but so, so proud. And, like, I don't mind being beat by a good team. This Cork team are really good. We knew that all year. You see the Cork people here. If everyone talks about Cork being a hurling county, when this amount of people follows Cork to Newbridge for an All-Ireland minor final and all the games, you know they think something of this team. And boys, we pushed them all the way. And look, ultimately, maybe just as I said there, when you were carrying, you know, we had 14 players trying to cover for Charlie. They had to, like, our two wing half forwards ran themselves into the ground. We had to take them two off, because I'd said to them, lads, boys, you're going to have to do more for Charlie now. You're going to have to do more of the running. And they did, lads. So as I said to them, so disappointed we lost, but that's only disappointment because these boys fought with everything they had. And yes, it'd be disappointing change room, but I hope it's not too bad, because them boys can be so proud of what they did.
With your two midfielders struggling from illness and injury, not second, I mean, it told, because the kick out went against you then. That's where Cork got their energy.
Yes,
from.
And we knew we were going against a damn good team, and, you know, and a really good midfield. But I just would have loved to have seen our two lads at full pelt against them, because I think that's where we would have won the game in that. And look, we were in a great position, because I'd said, you know, if we're probably going to have to be in front, because we are going to be covering extra miles for Charlie and things like that. And we were, but they just get that momentum. We'd be too quick. Do you know what I mean? We had a chance to go down there, could have fisted over the bar and went 10 up and built our momentum. Went short, or they picked it up straight up. We got a point. Next kick out, 2-pointer. So instead of being 10, you're back down to 6. The crowd get into it. Another point, then a goal. And like the goal even itself, a big out high ball dropped in, that we're very, it's disappointing, because we always talk about follow it in. Don't just look at it, follow it in. And Tiernan got his hands on it, and the man just got his foot to it and put it in net, and that's a massive change. Like, now there are two, but look, there'll be those wee moments when I decide to sit down and watch it again, I'll look at it. But look, delighted with the boys, the effort they put in all year, and there's only a wee disappointment, and look, that's it. We move on. It's only football.
You've a good lot of these boys coming back for next year as well, of course.
Yeah, there's 8 on the panel that are available next year, so look, the future's good. And I said everyone else will be available for the 20s, the experience they've had this year. Like, there's some unbelievable footballers there that'll move up to Paul in the 20s. And look, I keep saying, I just want to pass these on to Paul. Paul passed them on to Malachy, and ultimately we want to hope to see Tyrone lift the big one at some stage. And if we have any wee small part to play in that, then we're all happy.